The teachings of General Conference are the considerations the Lord would have before us now and in the months ahead.
Our marching orders for each 6 months are found in the General Conference addresses.
For the next 6 months, your conference edition of the Ensign should stand next to your standard works and be referred to frequently.
I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein.
I exhort you to study the messages of this conference frequently, even repeatedly, during the next 6 months.
You're listening to the Conference Talk Podcast, where it's conference weekend every weekend. And each weekend, we discuss talks from the most recent General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's right. We'll share some insights, make some connections, and have a bit of fun as we study the words of the awesome men and women that God has called to direct His church in the latter days. I'm Kevin Stanfill.
And I'm Shelby Stanfill. And this episode, we are talking about Elder Neil L. Anderson's talk called Tithing, Opening the Windows of Heaven. And I'm super excited to discuss it. It's pretty straightforward, very straightforward talk. But I did have one thing stand out to me that in listening to it that I did not hear the first time around when we listened to it back in October. And that was that paying tithing. Well, throughout the whole talk, I felt like he made probably three or four references to that this is the work of God and not the work of man, which I found very interesting because I think with tithing, sometimes you can feel like it's a, you can look at it with a worldly view, right? Like, oh, you have to give 10% of your income. And that can feel, it's very easy to look at that way. And so I think that's why it stood out to me more, because that's the way that man would look at it. Whereas when God's looking at it, it's not about the money. It's about the faith and the willingness and the trust in the Lord to do that thing. Right? To pay your tithing.
Absolutely. You know, I think most faithful members of the church have special stories and experiences having to do with tithing, right? And some of them are very sacred. Some of them get shared commonplace, right? It just depends, I guess, on your level of sensitivity to those types of things. But in my experience, all the experiences with tithing, when I've seen the hand of the Lord like come through, like when I see the promises associated with tithing and sacrifice, they are always so, so sacred. And I'm overwhelmed by them, you know? And that builds my testimony exactly what you're saying. It's not man's work that I'm tithing or contributing into. It's God's work, because only God could manifest those incredible feelings in our hearts and in our souls.
Yeah, I want to read, if I can, exactly what he says, because he just says it so perfectly. He says, the world speaks of tithing in terms of money, but the sacred law of tithing is principally a matter of our faith, which, end quote there, I believe that's what you're talking about, right? This matter of faith. But then here's this part. Quote, being honest in our tithes is one way we show our willingness to put the Lord first in our lives above our own cares and interests. I promise you that as you trust in the Lord, the blessings of heaven will follow. And that's what you're saying too, right? When you pay your tithing, it's not always monetary value and how you're blessed either. That's the thing. People think, oh, I pay my tithing, I'll be blessed with money. Sometimes that's the case. And Kevin and I can attest in our marriage, some of the blessings have came back in monetary value. And even in just day-to-day finances too. Like a sick visit is exactly the amount that we have in our HSA, right? Like things like that, that you cannot deny. And there's other times where it's not, where it's a blessing of maybe a divine design, or I don't know what the word is, like a divine meeting, or time was given to spare, or something, right? Those are the ways that, and we may not even be associating that blessing with tithing, but it is linked to tithing, right? So it's just, it's really cool to be able to look for those things in our lives, like you were saying. And some of them are so sacred. I remember being, I will share my very first tithing experience. I was working as a senior, never paid a dime working at Taco Bell to tithing. And I realized that if I was going to go to BYU Idaho, I had to follow the honor code. And part of that is your ecclesiastical endorsement. And also, if I wanted to be worthy of a temple recommend, got it, and ask if you paid your tithing. And anyway, long story short, I got my last check and basically all of it had to go to tithing based on what I'd made my senior year. And it was a big test for me because I needed some new glasses because I had lost my glasses and I was using my contacts, which Kevin knows I don't really care for my contacts that much. And I had to pay for that. My parents weren't going to pay for it. So anyway, I pay this big chunk of tithing and I do it faithfully. I'm like, you know what? I got to do this. I got to be right with the Lord. And I kid you not, after I pay that tithing, I go home and I'm packing for college. I pull out my dresser like behind it because we were moving things around in the room. And anyway, long story. And there's my glasses behind the dresser. So I did not have to go buy new glasses. And immediately I knew it was because I paid my tithing. It was insane. I will never forget that. Very first experience paying tithing. That was not monetary value return, but that was, hey, let me show you where your glasses are because you paid your tithing. So you don't have to actually go spend that money. So you're fine.
Perfect example, right? And that's like a powerful testimony builder, you know, and it's almost practical in a way. You know, but there's also like incredibly sacred experiences that people have as well. And, you know, I think that this talk came at a time when the church has been getting some scrutiny from the media, right, about the money that they have and the assets that they have and things like that. And I think that for those with eyes to see, maybe have that in as a backdrop to what Elder Anderson is talking about. But then if you put that aside and you realize that this is just a true principle, like these are just true principles that he's teaching and testifying of, like it has nothing to do with, you know, the fact that the church has these assets and that they can do, you know, all these things with those assets, right? He does go into talking about all that the church does do, including those higher institutions of higher education and the seminary institutes. And I think he may have touched, if I remember, he touched a little bit on, you know, philanthropy, you know, and like humanitarian aid and things like that, that are made possible by tithing. But really it's building up the kingdom, right? It's ensuring that the vast church body has the blessings of, you know, meeting at a meeting house, partaking of the sacrament weekly, and attending the temple wherever they are. And those are the blessings of eternal progress. And that's, you know, that's forefront at the mission of the church.
Just commenting on what you said at the beginning of your thought, he says in his talk, these sacred funds do not belong to the leaders of the church, which oftentimes in the media, it is painted in a light of belonging to leaders of the church or the church in general, which is ran by men, right? And they don't understand this is where that man, this is a thing of God versus a thing of man. this is where that misunderstanding comes in, right? Because he says, quote, they belong to the Lord. His servants are painstakingly aware of the sacred nature of their stewardship, end quote. So they know that these are not their funds to go and do whatever the heck they want to do with them, right? They know these are the Lord's funds and that there is an accounting given for every single penny of what is spent and where and how, right? And, you know, President Gordon B. Hinckley recounts a childhood experience about, you know, concerning how the church expended its funds. And his father says that everybody will be answerable to the Lord and will require an accounting at their hands. And so it's a big sacred stewardship given to people that are over the tithes of the church. And they have to, quote, be answerable to the Lord, end quote. And so I just love that because within the realms of all the things that have came out in the last few years, it just shows me that there's a misunderstanding, obviously, of the world versus how they're viewing things in the church. And if people looked through a lens of this is Christ's church, they would see that this is a matter of faith and not actually about the money.
Yeah. And I guess just to kind of take that home, you know, that being a matter of faith and not a money matter, you know, there were times, and of course you could say that it all equates to monetary value, I guess, but there were times in church history that it wasn't just straight up, you know, 10% of a paycheck, right? It was resources, you know, a 10% of an increase in your resources that you would consecrate and give to the church body, you know, the give to the bishop, and that way he can distribute it, you know, whether it be like livestock or food or something like that. But at the end of the day, that matter of faith, right? It's a matter of faith. It is really a matter of faith that, you know, I'm going to prove the Lord. You know, he talks about that in his talk, Elder Anderson does. He talks about proving the Lord as to, you know, whether he's really going to keep his promises that he makes. And, you know, when you're talking about sustenance, when you're talking about your increase and money, especially when, you know, for many of us, that's something that we don't take very lightly. It's very serious. The Lord knows it's serious. He understands the complications of this world. And his servants, the leaders of the church, they also understand it. But we are supposed to, you know, look at it in, you know, like you said, through a lens of faith and live that higher, holier law.
Something else that stood out to me about this talk was that the prove them herewith or prove him herewith, that is actually the only place that it is said in the scriptures. I did not know that. I thought, you know, I often talk about promises that the Lord gives and I say, prove the Lord, right? Or because I teach gospel doctrine. Well, I used to teach gospel doctrine. And whenever I'm in a teaching setting, I often bring that up, like prove the Lord, right? Prove him. And I realize that principle can be applied in many different ways, but it's actually only said in the scriptures regarding tithing. I also remember when I was about to go to college again. My aunt and my uncle, they were my Uncle Aaron and my Aunt Brandy. I love them. Shout out to them. I'll send this episode. But they were talking to me about just life as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints and what that means. And I remember they both said, tithing is the one commandment that you can be perfect at. You can perfectly obey paying 10% of your tithing or of your income. And that just hit me so hard that I can do that. I can pay my tithing. I can show the Lord that I am willing to follow him. And this is one way I can actually do it like perfectly with an exchange of money, right? And honestly, it's faith like we've talked about, but it was just something that really stood out to me and I've never forgot. So for those who are struggling with paying tithing, just know it is a matter of faith.
Well, I love those thoughts. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Conference Talk Podcast. This episode, we discussed Elder Neil L. Anderson's address, Tithing, Opening the Windows of Heaven.
If you enjoyed this episode, give us a 5-star rating. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you get podcasts. You can find the links to all our platforms on our website, conferencetalk.org.
Conferencetalk.org is also where you can follow us on social media, drop us a comment, check out the show notes, find the resources we mentioned in the episodes, and learn more about us, your hosts.
And once again, we are Kevin and Shelby Stanfill. We host a weekly podcast called the Book of Mormon Podcast, where we go chapter by chapter through the Book of Mormon. And you can find us on Instagram at the Book of Mormon Podcast.
That's right. But while we always appreciate new followers, it's better to follow the prophet and the apostles themselves.
Yes, although we love speaking about the church and our peers, we do not speak for them. Everything said on this podcast represents our own personal opinions.
So join us next week for some more personal opinions on the Conference Talk Podcast.